Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever, whenever you are. This is, of course, Ghost Stories, the podcast. And as usual, it's Tyler here with you. I hope you're all keeping well. We have a great story for you this week. And if you're listening on Patreon, first off, I want to apologize for it being a little late. But do stick around at the end because we have an extra special bonus story for you all. And if you're not listening on Patreon, maybe that's a little encouraging for you to go over there and subscribe so you can hear the little extra mini ghost story I've tacked on at the end, exclusive for our listeners there. So before we continue, I do want to give a shout out to our latest patron named Alex. Alex, thank you so much for your pledge in supporting the podcast. I see from what you've pledged that you are in fact a ghost. So you need to do your duty now and go out and scare everyone, your family, friends, because you are, yeah, officially a ghost. So a patron of the podcast. So thank you so much for your support. But everyone else, thank you for your support as well. Simply being here today and listening is enough. And on that note, actually, last month is one of the best months we've had in a very long time, and we couldn't do it without all of you. So thank you so much. Maybe next month we'll get even bigger, and October's coming up as well. So make sure you tell your families, friends, your aunts, your uncles, your children, your grandparents, anyone who owns a device you can listen on, throw this podcast on there and tell them to have a listen. You talking to someone who also listens, ask if they've reviewed. If they've not, get them to do that. I might have lost myself a little there. I think we're here for a ghost story. So this one is an interesting story that's been sent in to us. It's one of our more modern stories as well, to do with technology. I like these ones. I like hearing the stories that are quite clearly technology-based and modern. A bit like our regular listeners will remember Subtitled, the one about the TV show with the subtitles that are different to the show being watched. This is along those lines, but not quite the same. Something new and something intriguing, and I can't wait to know what you all think of it. So sit back, relax. This is Catching a Catfish. I had this highly unusual experience and spooky story that could only ever happen in the modern age of technology. And to this day, I can't make any sense of it. It all started with an online relationship. She seemed like the perfect girl, everything you can imagine in common, and always had time to chat. Chat online, that is. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't convince her to take a call on the phone or to video chat. Now, if you're an avid watcher of the show Catfish, I can tell you're probably just pulling your hair hearing this. Clearly, she was too good to be true. And we all know how these things turn out. The person seems amazing, refuses to meet or call, and turns out to be an ex, a friend, or whoever. Admittedly, after 18 months of this relationship, I began to have suspicions too. And given my love for the show Catfish, I decided to launch an investigation of my own. I would love to say the investigation turned out some huge reveal, you know, some silver bullet pointing towards who it could possibly be. But to my dismay, there was nothing to indicate she wasn't the person she said she was. We continued to talk though, despite her refusal to meet up or video chat, I just couldn't walk away. But there was still something gnawing away at the back of my head each time we texted. It was a week or so later and the urge overcame me that I needed to track her down and find out who she was, absolutely convinced she wouldn't turn out to be who she said she was. After many failed attempts, I was discussing conundrum with my best friend, and he had this absolute stroke of genius idea. Check the area her phone was registered to, then look into the voting records to see if we can locate an address. It was a crazy idea, an absolutely ridiculous idea, I thought, so obviously it worked a treat. Now the weirdest bit that I can't explain for the life of me, the day we tracked down what we thought was the address, I received a vague message that sent chills down my spine. All it said was, "Don't come looking for me." I never told her I was investigating who she was. How could she possibly know? Immediately, I thought about my best friend. He was the only one who knew about the investigation. After all, he was helping me. But if it was him, why would he have not put me off sooner? Why not come clean? I decided to confront him, which went about as well as you can imagine. After a bit of back and forth, he demanded I contact her, with him there, to prove it wasn't him. Now, I hadn't replied to her earlier message, so of course I was nervous about sending anything, so I picked up my phone, opened Messenger, and began to type. I had no idea what to say, but as I slowly hit each character on the keyboard, I paused as three dots appeared to indicate she was typing something to me. My friend was standing there staring at the screen with me. As the phone pinged, the words popped up on the screen that made us both turn white as a ghost. It's not him. I couldn't grasp what was going on, and I probably should have just called it a day. But those two messages did nothing but increase my need to know who was on the other end of the phone. I've tried before, to no avail, but decided to call. Maybe she would answer. I dialed and waited. It continued to ring, and ring, and ring. But no answer, and no answer phone. It was at that moment I hung up, called my friend, and told him we're going on a road trip to find out who this person is. The address we found wasn't nearby. It was a couple hours drive away. I don't know what I was thinking, but looking back, maybe it was creepy of me to be the one going through all this effort. If she didn't want to be found, maybe I should have just called it, cut all ties, and then just moved on. But before I knew it, we were at her house. I anxiously approached the front door of the house, my friend standing there with me for moral support. My heart sunk, and I imagined the worst as an older lady opened the door. Could this possibly be who I was speaking to? I asked for her by name, and the woman stared, eyes darting between the two of us for what felt like an eternity. "Well, how do you know her?" So I told her who I was, expecting a gotcha moment, expecting her to realize she'd been caught. But she shrugged as if to say, "Should I know you?" Now either she was a world-class actor, or she was genuinely confused. So I began to explain how we'd been dating for the past 18 months and how I tracked her to this address. Before I could say anything else, the woman got upset. Her voice raised. She demanded to know, "Is this some kind of cruel prank?" Never in my life have I been more confused. So I pulled out my phone and showed her the Facebook profile and our most recent exchanges there. I was wary of showing her my phone messages due to the recent texts I received. The woman stopped and with the saddest expression you can imagine on her face told me that my girlfriend had been dead for 18 months. In fact, the day she died was the day we started to speak. Now this was like a dagger through my heart and all too much to take in one go. Learning not only my girlfriend had died, but she'd been dead from the day we started to speak? 18 months? What? How do you process this? We just stood on the doorstep in silence, contemplating, what do we do next? Until the woman kindly invited us into her house. Now maybe it was something deeper. Someone hacked her profile and had been using it unknowns to anyone. As we sat and discussed hows and whys, my phone buzzed in my pocket. Without stopping in conversation, I pulled it out, unlocked it, and abruptly stopped as I looked at the screen. "Get out of my mother's house, now!" I slowly looked up and handed the phone to the woman. "How have you been messaging her?" she exclaimed at me as she began to well up. So I grabbed the phone back and rang it, as I did before, desperate to see if it was a prank being played by someone in the house. Surely it'd ring it if it was.
"We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service."
Her mother was dismayed as me and decided to call the phone company to demand to know if someone else was using that number. Maybe it had been used to access her accounts online. The phone provider, though, confirmed that number hadn't been used for 18 months.
"We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service."
Well, how about that? Such a spooky story. Like I said, I love the ones with a bit of technology laced in there. I'm sure there might be ways to explain it away, but on the other hand, I'm not quite sure. I do feel bad for the chap who sent the story in. Obviously mourning for his girlfriend, but potentially she was never alive to begin with, I guess, which is a spooky thing to think of. So before we continue on, I do want to ask that if you are a fan of the podcast, like I said earlier, drop us a review if you've not done so already. It really helps us get more listeners in. We're growing at such a rate that, you know, one day we might be able to aim for that one story a week kind of ban, which would be amazing. If you want to go the extra mile, you can support us through Patreon by going there for as little as $1 a month. And you can also pay in pounds and euros. I'm not sure the minimum payment there. Sorry about that. But yes, for as little as $1 a month, you can get content a little early. And like this week, if it runs a little late, I'll throw in a little bonus there as well. I'm also looking at doing an additional exclusive Patreon content series. Time flies by. I can't believe it's been 2 weeks already since I said that, but I am planning it in the background. It's something I'm thinking of launching all one go, so it's there, so people can hear it. So yeah, do feel free to jump there. But like I say, your support and listening is very much appreciated. If you have a story you want to send in, we are also running into Halloween soon, and I think we haven't selected our big Halloween episode yet. We always try to pick an extra spooky one for then. So if you have a spooky Halloween story, we would love to hear it. But we're pretty sorted for a lot of this season, but that's the one thing I've not quite come across the one I want to do. So yeah, feel free to keep sending them in. We're averaging a few stories every week. I'm loving it. The stuff that's being sent in, we've got backlog. Some of the stories we're putting out are from literally at the start of this year. But it's amazing to hear from you all, and I hope I do them all justice. But yes, so thank you so much for tuning in. If you are a listener from Patreon, we're now going to play you out with a special short story. But if you are listening anywhere else and you want to hear that, you can always go to Patreon and subscribe to get it. Otherwise, we will see you in a couple weeks. That's all from us, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?